Hello and welcome to the IDK My BFF Jill podcast. I'm your host Jill, and I don't know jack, but not for real. I'm here to learn more about life by being curious about others and being vulnerable about myself. I'm talking to people from all walks of my life because despite the world being big, we all know it's also very small, and you never know when that gem will be dropped that will allow you to grow. So let's go. Hello, welcome back to the IDK My BFF Jill podcast. I am your host, a very curious Aries named Jillian, aka Jill. And today I have my friend Tamika with me. Hi, Tamika.
Hello.
She and I were catching up recently and talking about so many things. And I was like, we need to record this conversation. And so that's what we're doing here today. We met a couple years ago, very recently, actually, in 2020.
Yes, it was during the pandemic.
It was during the pandemic through our mutual friends, Miles and Swanlin. Hello. And we just clicked for whatever reason. We met in Oakland where we were both living. And then we were both like, oh, I'm moving to Austin. And then we became closer friends in Austin, and now I'm in Seattle and she's still in Austin, and we catch up from time to time. And today's topic is friendships, because they're hard.
They are so hard. They are so hard. Oh my goodness.
Well, before we get into that, give a brief introduction of yourself, however you would like to do that.
Oh, I didn't even think about this clearly. I should have done more thought. Okay, so my name is Tamika. I'm not gonna give you my last name. No, my name is Tamika. I am originally from West Virginia, currently living in Austin. Like Jill said, we met in Oakland. I am a Sagittarius. A fire sign attracts another fire sign. You know, and also a curious individual, which is probably why we're friends.
Okay. And also a dog mom.
And also a dog mom. And Jillian was there the whole step while I was looking for my perfect partner.
Your perfect. Yeah. Miss Honey.
The only partner I have, Miss Honey. You know. But yeah, that's it.
Well, friendships are partnerships also. I was just thinking about us, and let's talk about that. Like, we met so briefly at a friend's party, and then we connected even more. Why do you think, and I feel like in a way, like, we've known each other for a long time, but we haven't as well. We're just so comfortable and familiar with each other. Why do you think we worked out?
I don't know. I think probably a whole bunch of things. Like, we're similar, right? But not only that, I think we were both probably like in like transition. Mm-hmm. Like, you were transitioning in life. I was transitioning like in life and work. And we were both moving to a new place, and we looked at the addresses and we were like, oh, that's 10 minutes away from where I'm moving. That's so crazy. Yeah. We have to stay connected, which most people don't do. You know, right. Most people are like, oh yeah, it's so good to meet you. Let's exchange numbers. And then, you know, you never hear from them again. Or if you reach out, they don't respond or whatever. So I think that we were both like intentional in that way. And that helped because Austin, I have found that people are not like that. And then we also have like a mutual friend, right? So. Yeah. So I think like having like a little linchpin helps because the person is kind of like pre-vetted. So you're like, you know,
you good don't people.
Have to really pull the legwork. Yeah. You're like, okay, you already got the stamp of approval. So like, I don't have to do like the deep digging because it's already been done. You've already been pre-vetted and we can just like go on with the fun stuff and be cool with that. So I think that was probably helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When have you, making friends as adults is so hard. Like, we're both in our mid-30s. and, you know, it's not like we're making friends at the school grounds anymore. And it is important to keep, I mean, sometimes people have work friends, right? But I think for the most part, work boundaries are really important. Like, you're not hanging out with everybody and they don't know all your business.
Right.
So it's really hard to make friends as adults. You were just saying that, like, because we had a mutual friend, we were like pre-vetted for each other. When's the last time you met a new person who was still a friend now,
mm-hmm.
that was not pre-vetted? Like, when's the last time you met a friend organically?
Well, I think I would say right now in Austin, I have one friend that I'm like, oh, she'll still be my friend. But that's still like fairly new, right? So like a long-term friend when I first moved to Oakland. So almost like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we had smartphones 10 years ago, but it wasn't the way that they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, so about 10 years ago. But so many things have changed. The interesting thing is like, I think, so with my friend that I have in Austin now, we met at the dog park. And we were just like, you know, I had just got Honey probably like 2 weeks before. And whenever I would take her to the park with him in the complex, my dog and her dog were playing really well together. And when I first got her, she was a wild child.
Yes.
And so we were just like, oh, are you going to come to the park tomorrow at 6 o'clock? Let's come tomorrow at 6 o'clock so they can play, type of a thing. And then as we were just standing there letting the dogs play, then we were chit-chatting and, you know, she was like, oh, what do you do? And I like reluctantly said it. And then she was like, oh, that's what I do. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, where do you work? And then she said, where she worked is where I worked. And she had also just moved to Austin for work, just like me.
Yeah.
And we lived like three buildings over from each other, which was just kind of like happenstance, right? But it's great because both we're the same age. And both of us lately have been talking about like the difficulty of finding friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm not young, I'm not old.
Right.
But I've been in situations where I've had to find, you know, been like by myself and had to find new friends multiple times throughout my life. This is the hardest it's ever been. And
do you think it's because of age and responsibility, or do you think it's location, or
Well, I don't know how many people listen to this, but, and I hope none of them are Texans. I think it's Texas.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's Texas because, and the reason I'm going to say Texas and not Austin is because when I was 25, I lived in Dallas. And that was the first time I had like moved away from home, like by myself. And I moved to Dallas with a friend of mine from college and had the exact same issues that I'm having in Austin now. And Dallas and Austin are very different, like culturally. And I, at that time, I chalked it up to, oh, maybe I just wasn't ready. You know what I mean? But I was doing a lot of the same things then that I'm doing now. Like, you know, making sure that I go places when I'm out and about. Like, I'm trying to spark up a conversation with somebody. You know what I mean? Trying to find, you know, and just speak to people like through small little, you know, small little conversations to see if, you know, it sparks something and then whatever. But and it just never caught on, and I've done that literally everywhere else. I've lived multiple places, and this is the only place, Texas, where people are not receptive to new folks. And and I do think some of that has to do with COVID. I think people are still like very socially awkward post COVID. And there is also like, as we get older, people feel like they don't want to put in the legwork to make new friendships or whatever. But I don't think that friendships should be that hard.
They shouldn't. I think that one of the reasons why we are still friends and why we enjoy our friendship is because it's easy.
Yeah. And all of my friendships are easy.
Yeah. The ones that last, right? Or that the ones that you still have.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I have always felt some type of way about Texas. All of my friends know this. because I had a very traumatic move, right? Like when my parents moved us from New York to Texas, it was like super traumatic. So I have all these issues. They could have moved me to California and I would have hated it there too. But like, it just so happened that they moved me there. I'm really glad that you actually made the distinction of yes, Austin and Dallas and Houston are all very different, but it's interesting that you had an issue both places in Dallas and in Austin. I think this is one thing that makes the most sense to me is like, everyone thinks that New Yorkers are like mean, right? And the phrase is like New Yorkers are not nice, but they're kind. Mm-hmm. And then like Southerners are nice, but not kind.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're from West Virginia. So like, I think that's,
yeah, which is not like a deep South. It's the country. We don't say that we're Southern, but we're not fake.
Yeah.
And like, I don't need you to give me lip service. If you like, we can have a cute little chit chat conversation and leave it there and let it be. There's no need though to take it to the next step. Your number, we should do this and we should do that. Which reminds me, I went to this happy hour not too long. I can't remember when it was. It doesn't really matter, but I met some people, whatever.
Yeah.
One girl that I met, she was, oh, we should exchange numbers. We should do something, because she lived like not too far from me. And since most people live on the whole opposite end of Austin than I do, when I meet people, a lot of times it's like, oh, you live down there. Well, I live all the way up here. That's so far. Like, I can't drive 20 minutes. Like, that's a little much for me. And I mean, like, that's honest. So like, whatever. But this person was like, oh yeah, like, let's exchange numbers. We're going to do something. So cool. Maybe a week or two later, she texted me and was like, hey, there's this concert. Was it a concert? No, it was a party. Uh-huh. Hey, there's this party. Sent the party link, the party invite. You want to go? And I was like, oh, sure. The party was probably 3 weeks. It was probably 3 weeks before the party.
Okay.
I bought the ticket. Never heard from her again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, and it was just like, I was pissed because why?
Why?
Because to me, it's just like, when I text you and was like, hey, like, you know, when do you want to meet?
Yeah, because you followed up with her after, right? Like, you bought the ticket.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to buy the ticket. Okay, I bought the ticket, you know. When it gets closer to the day, then we'll figure out, like, logistics, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Never responded.
I really sincerely hope that nothing bad happened to this person.
They're nothing bad because I saw them. I saw the girl. I saw the girl later. I feel like she never seen me before in my life.
What?
Yeah. And then I reminded her, obviously. And she was like, oh, play stupid. And see.
Oh, I respect you, though, for reminding her. Because I think a lot of people would have just like been like, you know what? Like, I'm afraid.
Well,
I'm
yeah, because I have a pet peeve of people acting like they don't know me. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I don't care if you forgot my name.
Right.
Whatever. I met you twice or whatever. It's not that big. I'm terrible with names. But to act like you never see before, or to go, you know. Yeah. Like, you literally reached out to me, asked me to do something, and then left me in the dust.
Yeah.
And I thought that was weird because I felt like this wasn't like, this is just a friendship.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or the possibility of a friendship.
Not even dating. Like,
we could have, exactly. Girl, listen.
Oh my, that's I don't understand. We're all adults here too. Like, you
are, we now?
That's what I say. Hold up. You would think
are we?
You would think that we are. Like, she made the effort to reach out to you. You made the effort to reach back out after you did what you had discussed, and then completely ghost you, act like she don't know you. So then you go up to her and you're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, what?
No. So okay. So that's the initial happy hour that I met her at. I met another girl who I still talk to, but who now lives in DC.
Okay.
And that girl, before she moved to DC, was like, oh, I want you to meet my other friend. She's having like a girl's night. I had already met the other girl and I knew that like nothing was wrong with her, but I already knew like, okay, we're not going to be friends because I could tell like, the girl was very obviously like not really trying to speak to me the couple of times that we had, you know, like
it was not a vibe.
It was, there was no vibe. The vibe was nothing. But you know, this person is like moving. They're like, hey, this part, they live near you. You guys should link up. She's having a girls' night, or no, she said she's having a game night. You should go to her game night. So the girl texts me, like, we all, the girl, like, you know, does a little cute little text introduction. Tamika, this is, I don't even remember the girl's name, this is such and such, blah blah. So the girl does, she does follow up like this, at least, you know, there was no, we were very obviously were not going to be friends, but she wasn't rude, and you know what I'm saying. So she texts me and says like, oh, I'm having a game night, here are the details, it's here at this day, this time. So I go to the game night. I used to go into game nights, you know, where it's like a lot of people, it's men, it's women, everybody's, you know, so I put on like some cute jeans and, you know, I'm always not really cute. So girl, it was just, it was a girl's night. It wasn't a game night. It was a girl's night. It was just a couple girls in pajamas. Meanwhile, here I am.
Can we communicate better, people, please? Like,
yeah, because I was just like, oh, I wish I would have known it was just going to be a girls' night, you know, passive. If you want to be passive, I could be passive aggressive.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Ha ha. Not funny. I didn't think it was funny, but it was what it was. But I thought like, oh, I should still go, because even if I don't, even if this person, we're not going to be friends, she invited me. She didn't have to. And I... I'm going to like come over, bring a bottle of wine and say, you know, hello. And I did. And I thought, well, there could be other people there that I get along with. And that's, and I think when you're moving to different places, you just have to do that. Like, this is what you have to do. Like, if there's an opportunity to do something, just do it. Yeah. You might like it. You might not like it. If you don't like it, whatever. You wasn't probably going to do nothing anyway. It's kind of like how I looked at it. If I wouldn't have went, I just would have been at home with the dog. So it's not like I missed out on anything, right? So whatever. I went there. It was all these little ladies. And then probably I've been there for like 45 minutes. And then the girl came. The girl that ghosted me about the concert. Oh. And then we were talking. Yeah, because they all worked together.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And they all worked at Facebook. I think they've all since, well, not all of them. I think a few of them have been like laid off in the layoff.
And she shows up.
Yeah, she shows up. So, hi, what's your name? Da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I just let some time go by and she's just like talking and some like people had left. It wasn't like weird, but I was just like, yeah, we've met a few times before. Oh, really? Yeah, I don't, you don't remember? No, she just plays stupid.
Why?
But it's just like, to me, like in my mind, that's a lot of work.
It's more work to put up a front.
Yeah.
Than it is to just be real and be like, oh shit, you know what? My bad about that time, bro. Like, I should have followed, you know.
Because what was I going to do in the grand, like, what was I really going to do? Nothing.
Nothing. People make things more complicated than they need to be. Mm-hmm. Honesty is almost always the best policy. I like what you were saying though about like if you move to a new place, like this is what you have to do. I want to bring it back to that real quick because both you and I have lived in several places that are not our homes. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend protocol process.
You have a whole process?
I have a process. No, it's me. But
a checklist.
But I have, in my experience, when I move someplace, I like to ground myself with like two friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of power in the number three, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have two friends. And once I find those two friends, like I'm good. And then I use those two friends kind of like beacons or something. Like, and then
mm-hmm.
I go from there. But I make the two friends usually like the friends that I have here, Michelle and Emily, I like met them both at the coffee shop that I go to every day. I was listening to their conversations and I was like, oh, you're an artist, you're an entrepreneur, we're going to be friends. That's mm-hmm. it. I invited each of them individually to get coffee so they could get to know me better. And then I was very straight up with them. Like the first time the three of us hung out, I was like, here are five things you need to know about Jill Baby. One, I'm Amish, you know, two, whatever. Because I have found, especially as we were becoming adults, like I know myself now in a way that I didn't 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And life is busy. And I need you to know that I do care, right? But I'm just not as naturally empathetic as most people. If you need me to be like lovey-dovey, sappy friend, that the shoulder you need to cry on, you need to tell me that that's what you need. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't come naturally to me. So I was very straight up with them about the kind of person I am, the kind of friend that I am. And it has only made it so much easier. And I wish that more people were like that. But anyway, so that's my friend process that I have. When I first moved to the Bay Area, or at least to San Francisco, my two roommates, Megan and Allie, were like my two people. And that's just a process that I've like found works well. Because unlike you, I am not good at small talk. I won't forget the time we were in Austin. Do you remember at that one bar, Whistler's? And we walked by some people, and I don't know, did they offer to let us sit or whatever? And I kept walking.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, thank you. You know, with my bitch face, because that's just who I am. And you're like, Jillian, back up. Like, then we're sitting at the table. We had a good conversation with them and all that kind of stuff. So I really respect and admire you for being fearless in that way. For me, it's not fear. I just hate people and I get annoyed very easily.
Yeah, there was nowhere else for us to sit. There weren't any other, because I'm thinking like, where else do we go sit?
I don't know where we would have sat. I'm glad that you did what you did so we can sit down and eat our food. But yeah, sorry, let me back up. Which you have lived in many places as well. Do you feel like you have a process for finding friends?
No, I'm all, you know, about the vibe.
You're all about the vibe.
Is there a vibe? Are we clicking on the, you know? That's it.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like just recognizing that, just taking yourself out of the center of things when you're meeting people. So understanding, like, obviously, like, as I move through life, when I make decisions, all the decisions that I make are going to be beneficial for me and making sure that I keep top of mind that when other people move through life, that the decisions that they make are going to be, you know, whatever is best for them. Yeah. So that means that, you know, if you invite Amy to game night 4 times and she always says no,
right,
then maybe I just need to realize Amy hates game night, or, you know, or every time I talk to Joe.
Yeah.
Wait, pause.
I have a question about that because, hold on. This is a recent development in my personality development or character development. when it comes to friends, I have learned recently that no answer is an answer.
Yeah.
That was really hard for me because being my Aries self, I'm like, let's talk about it. Like, or I had to always close the door. I had to burn the bridge. I had to make it clear. I had to know, like, are we friends? Yes or no. And I have no problem having those conversations up front, but I realize that a lot of other people do. Or most people do.
Lot of people do. It's irksome to me to not be able to talk, right? But so, I get that everybody can't.
So my question was, when you were describing, like, if you invite Amy to game night 4 times and she always says no, there, I feel like there's 2 routes to that. The old Jillian would have been like, sent her a message and said, hey, Amy, I've invited you to game night a couple times and I realize you say no every time. Like, is it because you don't like game night or because you don't like me?
Yeah, no.
Right. So that's route number one. And route number two, which is the new Jillian now, would be like, okay, basta. Like I'm just silently going to close the door on you. But I also feel like I don't want to ghost people.
Yeah. I'm not about to send Amy no text talking about, let me know where you at in this friendship. You know what I mean? Like, that's what, do you not like game night or do you not like me? That's what that is. And that's kind of like, that's crazy a little bit, especially. It's crazy because we started off and you said, friendship should be easy. If Amy can't answer whether or not she can go to game night, that message to her is not easy. But
for me, it is.
For you, it is. Yeah, but you know it's not easy for Amy.
Right.
And right. You know what I'm saying? So then you would be like, for me, I would, you know why you're friends with her.
Yeah.
So maybe you click because you really love going to the thrift store or some bullshit. Right. So next time you go on a thrift store run, then you're talking in real life and you're not leaving things up to inevitably misinterpreting like a text message. Right. You can just be like, how come you don't want to go to game night? And then she's going to be like, man, I hate being around people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can ease it in a conversation and not be like you. And I think whenever I'm saying like, okay, recognize like, as I make decisions, like I'm going to put myself first and that's how everybody kind of moves through life. Yeah. Like at you, with that being said, you have to recognize at what point you have to step back and let somebody else make that decision. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to cross paths and that's a space where you're going to cross paths.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I can't be Jill in this area if you want to keep Amy's friendship.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Because yeah. You might click about other things and then that's how you slowly get to know people. Right. And then you realize like what people really like to do. Because a lot of people fall out or whatever because the person that they are friends with doesn't like to do, you know, they might always invite them places and the person always declines or doesn't respond or whatever. But like, when are we going to use context clues to be like, clearly they don't even like that.
Right.
So, and some people just hold space in different areas. You know, I have my home goods friends.
Yeah.
I have my concert friends.
Yes.
I have my travel friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one is better than the other, but I recognize that some people like to do one thing, some things and not the other. People that I like to go out to eat with because they appreciate food as much as I do, or just like little things like that. But some people might just want to go out and eat a salad and then that makes me mad.
Right.
So I don't want them to eat with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want us to enjoy.
Yeah, I want to
get a bowl of burrata and talk about the complexity of cheese.
Let us not get into the situation with the burrata place that we went to.
But I did go back and I had a sandwich and that sandwich was good.
I know. This is why our friendship works, because then you sent me a video of you trying the sandwich for the first time so that I could experience it with you to rectify the situation with the burrata place. No, back up. Thank you. Because one, yes, this is what I've struggled with in friendships and just in life in general. You're like, I need to not be Jill at this moment, right?
Which is
who I am. And it's so hard sometimes. And I'm trying to be more mindful. This is a transformation, an intentional journey that I've gone through with like everything since the divorce and the pandemic and stuff. You said something and it stood out to me, which is, wait, pause. One, I agree and respect that there are different friends for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to have one person can't be all in mm-hmm. both romantic relationships and in friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you said,
that's why people's romantic relationships don't work, but
we're not going to talk about romantic relationships today. Because that's a whole other podcast. You said fall out, you know, people and relationships fall out. So I want to ask if you're willing to share your experiences. Like, have you had like a slow falling out? Have you had like a hard falling out with friends in the past? Because I've had mostly, again, because of my personality, hard fallouts, I guess. The slow fallout has happened recently, again, in light of the divorce and the complications that come with that. But have you had a slow or hard fallout? And like, how did you deal?
Have I had a slow, I mean, yeah, everybody's fell out with friends, I think. Mm-hmm. So my best friend and I, we've fallen out multiple times.
Really?
Right. I mean, mostly when we were younger,
yeah.
But the biggest one, it is very easy for me. Like once I decide, like I'm not, when I make the decision, like when I've made the decision, like I'm not really dealing with you no more, then it's really easy for me to go on about my business and it's like you never existed.
Yeah.
And when I was young, I've always been on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
She not so much.
Yeah.
And there was a point where I didn't like the people that she was surrounding herself with. I thought that they were toxic because they were. And I was just like, I don't really want to be around you because I don't like these people. And this is why I don't like these people. And they're doing all these things to you. And it is, you know, not, is not benefiting you in all of these ways, list all of the ways. And you're dumb. You know, that's I, you know, I can't,
I love you, but you're dumb. Like, this is coming from love.
Yes. This is coming from like a, you know, a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you're dumb. And then I didn't talk to her for 2 years. Mm. And then she like, she wrote me a letter.
Cute.
And she had this girl that I don't really like, or that I didn't really like give it to me. And I mean, it's like, I didn't like hate her, but that girl was going to see me because we went to school together, right? And it was really nice or whatever. And then we slowly became friends again. That was probably like the last time that we like really fell out. And then I know I've had slow fallouts, but they probably weren't really friends for real. They were more like acquaintances and I don't remember them.
Yeah.
Because they weren't really significant.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. If there's been slow ones, I know that there have, because there's no way that there hasn't been.
Yeah.
But it's probably because they really weren't my friend.
Right.
And it's so if the person were to ever like appear in life again, we probably just pick up where we left off, because no bridges burnt.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever used, I have not, but I know that there are like apps to make friends.
No, but this girl I know uses or has used Bumble BFF here in Austin.
That's the one, Bumble BFF.
And she's met like really cool people. And I'm so, this sounds dumb, but I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to use it for the real dating. Reason supposed to, for the dating. Yeah. Like I'm not, you know, I just take her friends. They're cool. I'll come and tag along to y'all stuff.
Yeah.
I need pre-vet. I'm like, I feel like I just need pre-vetted friends.
Yeah.
I do like a soft intro.
Yeah. That's your process. It's the pre-vet soft intro.
Oh yeah. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not like me, right? I'm harsh in all things. I'm like, you're an artist. You're my friend now. You're an entrepreneur. You're my friend now.
Well, for a lot of my friends, so Emily, who is how I know Swan, and she was at, you know, Emily and Xavier.
Yeah.
That's how we became friends. Mm-hmm. And other friends. We met at a happy hour. It was like a young Black professional, whatever. And then we were all kind of like chit-chatting. And then we all realized like, this is cool. And then we literally said, I like this group. I think the friendship circle is closed. Let's do something. And we've been friends ever since.
I
was in their wedding. So no, I do that too. Like, I like you. You can't get rid of me anymore.
Yeah.
So I have become a parasite and just deal with it.
Just do it. Have you had a friend who didn't like you when you first met and then now you guys are tight?
I don't, not that I know.
Okay.
Do you like me?
Do I like you?
Did you like me when we first met?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. I think people sometimes don't like, I don't think people don't like me when they don't talk to me.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, if they just see me, they'll be like, that girl.
Well, it's so interesting. I think I'm the opposite.
Oh, people say, oh, I want to be her friend.
No, like, I think, especially when I'm, like, in work mode, I don't know, I'm just assuming, I'm imagining. But, like, you know, when I'm doing the things and I'm running the show and whatever, like, oh, she's cool. Like, you know, when people are watching me do my thing, whether it's painting or, you know, doing an event or whatever. And then, like, I open my mouth and they're like, oh, God.
So I've had people tell me that before, like, oh, before I knew you, I thought you were ABC.
Right.
But honestly, if I think about it, it was mostly men who said that.
Oh, interesting point.
Because they're dumb.
I asked that question because you have mentioned Swanlyn. When Swanlyn and I first met, she was like, oh, who is this bitch? I'll tell you, she did not like me when we first met, because
that's so funny.
I was telling a story, and like she just like, oh, why is she telling a story like that? But obviously we became very close, and that's why I was asking about that. I wanted to ask about, since you've moved around and we have different friend groups, right? This is my home goods friend, this is my whatever friend. What are the ways that you have found to keep those friendships alive? The ones where you don't see each other or talk to each other every day, or you live in different cities?
Yeah, I am a phone person. So I talk on the phone, you know, if I'm thinking about the person, then I might call, and I leave a voicemail because nobody likes them. So I leave them.
Yeah.
And normally they're like goofy or whatever. Yeah. But I also use this app called Marco Polo, which is like a video messaging app. And that's how like I talk to my best friend with that app, because, you know, she had a baby. When I moved here, she had just had a baby not too long before I moved here. So, you know, I get to see him every day, and we talk all the time. What were you going to say?
Is that any different from like sending video messages or direct messages on Instagram?
Well, the app functionality is just that. It's just to send video messages. Like, I mean, I guess technically you could send video messages back and forth on Instagram, but I don't think it would be like organized in a way that you would, because in the midst of like those back and forth video messages, then there would probably be like memes and all of that
stuff.
But this is specifically for messaging. So you can do video messages, but you could also do voice, or you could send pictures or whatever. But there's no other noise.
Got it.
It's just for that. So it's like, you can also like come back, like you don't have to respond in time, you know, you can just come and listen to them when you have the chance, and then respond when you have the chance, so you can kind of like keep up to date and not like feel pressure to do that response. Whereas, you know, if it were going to be in Instagram or something, then it, like, you know, you can watch it once or allow replay, or it's not that complicated.
Are you using Marco Polo in tandem with like iMessage and regular text messaging, or are you like only communicating on Marco Polo?
No, yeah. I mean, we text. It's just like some people I use that app with, some of my closer friends I use that app with. And then I try to get like my family to use it. They refuse. I don't know why. But it's nice if somebody doesn't have an iPhone, because they're crazy.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, so everything like comes through clear or whatever.
Yeah.
But so I like do a combination of all of the things.
Right.
So, you know, some people I just send TikToks to.
You are on the TikTok train. You have always been on the TikTok train.
Because I have Gen Z siblings. So okay. I was TikTok pre-pandemic. So
right. You're like, I was here first.
OG elder on TikTok. OG. So
okay, when you're keeping friendships alive with distance and all the and life, you're using video messaging and whatever, and you are a phone person, like you'll talk for like an hour and a half on the phone, 2 hours on the phone.
I know, because then I'm gonna talk to you again for 3 months,
right? While you're doing other things too, like you will be driving and talking, you will be all those things. It's so interesting, because it's so hard for me. Like I have to be sitting down and setting the time, probably why I started this podcast, right? Like sitting down with someone, I'm much better, I feel like, in real life than I am on the phone or on video. But obviously with time and distance, that's what we got. That's what we do. But like, I cannot, as much as I multitask in so many different ways, I also cannot when it comes to like having a phone conversation for an hour and a half while driving. Really? I'm just impatient. I don't know.
I get so much accomplished when I'm on the phone.
No.
I wash clothes, fold them, put them away. Yeah. I do wash dishes, whatever. I do all of it. Otherwise, I'm just laying down.
Were you a person? Well, this is interesting. I'm curious now, because like there are some people I remember in college or in school who would be doodling, like drawing and doodling, mm-hmm. while there's lecture happening, but they're actually still listening to the lecture and absorbing mm-hmm. the information.
Mm-hmm.
Are you similar?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you write and then there's like a star in this corner, or like, you know, just random scribbles that are dumb,
Yeah.
you know? Yeah.
Interesting.
And I even like doing like homework and stuff,
Yeah.
I would always listen to, I have to listen to music unless it's something that I'm like really, really concentrating on, like an equation or something, like, you know what I mean? Then I might turn the music off, but I would have to have it. I have to have the noise to be able to like concentrate.
Interesting. I'm amazed and admire, because I wish I could do that. I just something you know, I don't an image popped up on my head of you on a recent, I don't know why, this is how my brain works, of you on a recent, you went to like Jamaica or something, right, for a wedding.
I did. Yeah.
So the question I think that I want to ask is, I don't, you know what, we're not even going to talk about the adulting part. I think we're just going to stick to friendships this conversation, because I want to ask you, in your experience, friendship milestones, bachelorette parties, girls trips, weddings. Let's talk a little bit about that dynamic with friendships. So like me personally, I have never been to a bachelorette party besides my sister's. Or no, sorry, I went to one other one. Hi, Allie. We went to San Diego. It was like 12 girls. It was a lot. Like, we're all like, I was trying to sleep, where there was like six of us in a bedroom, and I literally had to tell some of them to stop talking. No offense to them, because I was like trying to sleep. So what's, yeah, like, are you into girls trips? Are there rules for the girls? Like, no more than four girls? Have you had to say no to bachelorette parties? Have you lost friends from that? Like, I don't know. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, I've not lost. I have had to say no, but normally I've had to say no for like a reason, not just no just because I didn't want to go or something like that. Like there's always like an underlying reason, so the person normally doesn't really care because they're chill, you know what I mean? And most of my friends have, like, when it comes to like bachelorette parties and stuff, have gotten married like later in life, so I feel like, you know, when people like fall out because, you know, she didn't come to my party or whatever, like it's Real Housewives, like, you know, you didn't come to my event, you know, I feel like that happens more when like people are younger. And since most of my friends have gotten, you know, married and had like those life milestones a little later in life, then the people that they are inviting to those like spaces with them are closer friends. So if you are like, if somebody isn't able to go, then it's not really that big of a deal because they probably already knew there might be a reason for them to not be able to go. So definitely never fell out with anybody. And then,
So you're saying like it's a function of like maturity and financial security that comes with age.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I was younger and somebody was like, you know, I'm getting married and I'm 20, and then they all say, we're going to Miami, and then, you know, I don't get paid for 3 weeks or whatever, I probably wouldn't go, and then somebody would be mad and call me broke or whatever. But yeah, no, nothing like that has happened. And then do I have like girls trip rules? No, but I do have people that I prefer to travel with. So like if, and most of my friends know each other, like most of my friends are also friends with each other. So like if there's some group thing going on, I already know who I want to room with, like who I'm willing to room with, I think is maybe better, and who I am not willing to room with, you know. So in regards to like rules, that's probably it. It's help, like people should probably travel with a friend so you can figure out what slot they fit into. Are they a travel friend? And if not, then
What are the makings of a successful travel friend?
I just, you just need to be adaptable.
Flexible.
And yeah. You need to be flexible. You need to understand the expectations of the trip. You need to respect what other people want. You know what I mean? Like, because I think what ends up happening is, okay, so a friend of mine went on a trip and there were other people who went on the trip, and one of the people like didn't, it was cheap, you know. There were things they had already discussed that they wanted to do. They had planned them. And then when they got there, one person didn't wanted to find, wanted to still do those things, but wanted to do them cheaply. And so they passed by this person, and they all had a terrible time because the experiences, you know, cutting corners sometimes in like a foreign country is not probably the best thing to do.
Right.
Especially if like you don't speak that language or whatever. Yeah. And so like, I can't be with that person like right. that. You know what I mean? Like they can go on the trip, but I'm probably not going to hang out with them on the trip. Like tight, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I might want to do something and my travel friend is probably also like, oh, you want to do that? No, okay. You know, like super relaxed about stuff. And I think it's just nice if you have somebody who travels the same way. And I like to be a little more flexible. Like there are going to be a couple of things that I want to do for sure. And then everything else, like leave it up to time and, you know, reason.
Yeah.
And you know, if I'm feeling like balling or whatever,
no, No, I think that was actually a really clear answer. What makes a successful travel friend? Like there were like three things there, right? It was like you got to be adaptable, flexible. You got to respect other people's wants and needs, and you have to understand the expectations of the trip. Like that's very clear to me. You know, I love a list.
Yes. So. Write it down, put it on a template. And
that's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm just, you know, you have gone, I have not done many destination weddings. I have not done bachelorette parties. I have not done girls trips. And I feel like you've done a little bit more than me in that space. So that's why I was, it popped up in my mind. Cause the whole point of this is like to be curious and to learn. Right. So I don't know. I feel like we've talked a lot, you know, and here's the thing too. There's no timer on Zoom. So I don't know how long we've been talking for.
Normally there is. You've got the timer on Zoom.
No, there is not. I'm saying there needs to be.
There is though.
Here.
I'm a version.
Oh, no. you got a fancy version.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's a work version. So.
Anyways, what was I going to say? I forgot. I don't know. I was just like big friendships, small friendships.
I mean, for all different types of friendship, and I think the key is just trying to, is when you're making friends, to be open to let people occupy the space where they can fit at that time.
Oof, that's standing out to me right now, because we all go through seasons, right? And sometimes friends need more space. Sometimes friends need more support. Sometimes support looks like space. And that's something that I think I struggle with. Again, because I'm just so straight up and upfront, and I want to help, and what can I do for you? And for me, the idea that what I can do for you is nothing. is to sit and be still and give you space is really hard, only because again I care, and I my love languages is like acts of service, words of affirmation, let's talk about it, like you want to go on a spa day, let's go on a spa day, because I'm also very much an external processor, right, and an external person, and so many people are internal people. So anyways, yeah, that's that. We talked about a lot. Thank you for your time. Thank you for
being flexible with me being late.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we are on some CPT today.
Dang, you know what? It's obviously.
And then you call me, you're like, I'm 5 minutes away. I was like, bullshit.
I was 5 minutes away though. What it makes me so okay. So Mother Nature calls. I went to Target and got sucked in the vortex, and the vortex. My alarm did not go off for, because it's like on my calendar and it didn't go off, and then I was in the drive-thru to get something to eat, and which, you know, Target is just across the street.
Right.
So it's just 5 minutes away. I was in the drive through getting something to eat, had paid and was waiting for my food when I said, hey, I'm 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
And they were like, hold on, just pull up.
Oh, no.
And they never came and gave me my food.
I feel like that shit happens to you all the time.
All the time. So I had to wait. Gone out
and some, yeah.
I had to wait for all of the cars behind me to cycle through.
People are so lucky you are so nice and patient that you have experience in customer service, because that you that saves them from the wrath.
And I reversed in the lot. And then the guy was like, they never brought you your food? I'm like, no. Mm-mm. And so I really was 5 minutes away.
I believe I'm joking, but also whatever. So lastly, to close out part of this, I started this podcast and I wanted to be curious and I wanted to learn. And since I'm an external processor, I do that by talking to people. But also I wanted to be vulnerable. And so at the end of the podcast, we flip it and I open myself up to questions that you may or may not have. Well, some people just have like one, some people have like three. But anyways, I am now an open book.
The question portion of the hour has come. I don't have a lot, but since we're talking about friendship and you're in a new space, do you feel like you're open? Are you still looking for friends? I know you have like your two little linchpins. Are you open? Are you closed? Are you we'll start there. Are you open or are you closed?
I'm closed. I'm good. Closed. I'm satisfied. No, here, like the thing, right? Like, you know that I don't initiate conversation with strangers because it's not something that I do or that I'm good at. If I were to be at a wine bar and someone were to start talking to me and we click and they actually follow through, right? Mm-hmm. I think this is a recurring theme, right? And what we discussed was like, one of the keys to successful friendship is follow through, right? Showing up and following through. If someone were to come to me and a door were to open and there was a possibility for another friend, sure. But is my door open? Like, no. Like, am I out there trying to make friends?
So the door is ajar.
The door is ajar.
The door is ajar. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, the door is ajar. Okay, and then what is something about yourself and how you operate as a friend that you would like to improve upon?
Oh yeah, the natural empathy thing. Like, I just don't, shit just goes over my head and I don't necessarily feel people the way that like an intuitive Pisces or a Cancer, you know, Cancers feel people. You know, they feel like, you know what I mean? Like, they take in the energy, they literally feel the energy and they take in the energy, right? It's both good and bad. So I need to be better about, like, I don't know, like.
So how does that present, though, like, in your day-to-day friend life? How, like, has there been, like, an incident where you felt like, oh, I wasn't empathetic enough? Or
no, because again, that goes over my head too. I think again, it's like, especially with my two friends here, they're pretty good about saying when they need something, which makes it easier for me. I just, so much of, in a way, I'm so like, my world revolves around me, right? Like, if I'm hungry now, you're all gonna fucking suffer, right? Like, that kind of thing. Yeah. And so I just don't naturally feel other people's emotions. Like, if you're sad, like, if you don't tell me you're sad, I don't know. And I need to be better. And this is the whole thing about being curious. I'm trying to ask more questions.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? Like, I don't like questions, right? Because my personality before, I'm trying to change the narrative I have about myself as well, is like, don't ask me questions. I don't play. I just, you know.
That you're not asking your friends enough questions about themselves? Is that really the thing?
Not necessarily about themselves. Like, I'm here, like, what's going on with you? Like, I think the questions that I naturally ask have to do with, like, again, external, not internal. I need to ask more, how are you feeling? Because feelings are not natural to me.
Okay.
Because before I started painting in 2020, I had no feelings. Not that I had no feelings, but you know what I mean? Like, I didn't, Do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
well, wait, I don't know. I have cried more in the last 3 years than I have in the first 30 because I did not feel like I'm doing. Right.
So, yeah. Okay.
There's no thinking and feeling. There's just doing.
All right. So you want to think and feel with your friends.
I want to think, and that has to start with me, right? Yeah. Like I need to think and feel more with myself, which painting has helped me do that. And one of them is like, I haven't been painting regularly, so I'm not connecting with myself in that way, which makes it harder for me to connect with other people in that way.
How do you expect that to show? Like, how do you expect once you get to that, like, space where you're able to think and feel with your friends and you guys have like crying circles and stuff? How do you, I know you don't, nobody does that. How do you think that that will improve your friendship?
I think it'll just, people want to be seen and heard. And I think that that will only make my friends feel even more seen and heard. Because I'm very intentional with my time and with, you know, like we're sitting down and we're talking and I'm not doing anything else. And I want you to express, you know, I want to hear what's going on in your life because we haven't talked in a while and all that kind of stuff. And feelings, I don't know. I just need to be more, I don't need to, I would like to, because I'm fine just the way I am. Thank you very much. But I would like to be more, just more empathetic.
I'm just curious, like, was there like a defining incident that made you come to that conclusion?
A hard fallout, actually, I think. I had a friend who we had a hard fallout, and this person just kind of like dumped on me all these things that they were not happy with. I also think at the same time, like, that's a reflection of that person and what they're going through, right? Because we often, like, we have our own stuff and we throw it out on other people. But at the same time, I was like, yo, we had problems in this friendship. I didn't know. It came out of left field as far as I was concerned. And that, I think, was like a defining moment for me and like checking in with friends. So what I did after that was I made a list of all my close friends, which is like 30 people, because I'm very fortunate to have lots of close friends. And I did my best to have one-on-one conversations with each of them. I sat down to dinner, phone call, whatever. And I said, how is our friendship going? And what do you need from me? Because I don't want to be hit from left field like that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like if somebody were to ask me that, I don't think I would have anything to say.
What do you mean? Ask you what?
If somebody were to say, what do you need from me? I'd be like, you know what I mean? Did you think, like, after you had that falling out, did you think that that other people then were like holding on to things that they felt like you had done to them that you just didn't know?
Or that they are, for whatever, like, if yes, and then like what I'm asking for, what do you need from me? If you need space, cool. If you want to talk to me more, if you want to talk more, cool. If you want to hang out physically more, like go shopping more, cool. Like I'm down to do these things to make sure that our friendship is, you know, growing and as well.
So how do you want to experience me in your life?
You specifically?
No. Yes, I was just rephrasing your what do you need from me to that
question. See, yes, that's exactly, you're right. This is my problem, right? Everything's so directed and I don't know how to ease things in or say things
nicely. I mean, but those mean two different things though, right? Like, how do you want to experience me in your life versus what do you need? I need a gallon of milk.
I guess, and that's the thing about me, which I need to be better about, is like, I don't, for me, those questions, what I mean to say is what you said.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to say those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This has always been my issue, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
okay.
Because I'm so direct, there's no
finesse. You need a wheel.
I have no finesse.
You need a wheel. You need the emotions wheel.
I have one right here.
Do you use it?
Well, I just, you know, look, see? Feeling
wheel. Okay. Why do you have that?
Because I.
Why do you have
that? I was at a work retreat and that they provided.
Okay, yeah. That's the only reason why I know that it's even a thing.
Yeah. Now, I first came across the feelings wheel with my first life coach when I was having anxiety attacks and things like that. And she, you know, I'll never forget. She's like, you know, Jillian, there's more feelings besides hunger and anger. And I was like, are there?
But hunger makes you angry.
Right.
So they
And
feel like they
so
only
she
food.
was the one who introduced me to a feelings book. I was like, oh my God, so many words.
Yeah. How often do you reference that?
I guess now I'm because of the therapy and all that kind of stuff, like being mindful is everything, right? So if I'm feeling,
Yeah.
because I lead with my body, if I'm feeling like confused or like something's not right and I'm trying to figure out what it is, then I'll Google it and try
I
to
love
find
that.
the words. But
Yeah.
yeah, so for me, when I'm saying, what do you need from me? That's what I mean, is how do you want to experience me? Sorry,
Yeah.
in your life. Because I want our friendships to work, right? Like,
Yeah.
and I you need to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is how I'm communicating to you that I'm like, I'm here for you. Like, just let me know how you need me to be here for you. Because I can't read your mind.
Yeah.
And
Did you find that but when you went down your list of 30,
yes.
did other people say, like, did the people ask you to make changes?
Not most of them. Most of them were shocked as to why I was like thinking that there was anything wrong. And then I explained to them what had happened. And I'm like, I'm just using this as a reference point. Like, for me, what had that heart fall out was like, oh shit, let me check in, you know, because I'm so busy moving that I haven't done that. So most people were like, no, we're good, but I'm thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I it was many years ago now, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I do, something is standing out to me, like one or two friends were like, I would like us to hang out more, you know. So then you make that effort, like, okay, like what do you want to do together? Like, but
Okay.
most of them are like, no, we're good, what's wrong? And I was
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm just making sure we good.
Yeah, I think that's it's just so interesting. How old were you when that happened?
26 or 20, no, 27.
Yeah, I think, like, age definitely plays a big part
Yeah.
in relationship,
Yeah.
in general, like how you think about all types of relationships, friendships in this case, because just like when we were talking about at the beginning, like how you center yourself in other people's like life experiences and vice versa, whatever, whatever. But because I don't know, for me, if like you were to have asked me that question when we were in our 20s, maybe I would have had something to say. I want to say that I wouldn't have anything to
Yeah.
say.
Yeah.
I probably would have been like, what? But I can't say that for sure,
Right.
obviously, because I don't even remember what I was thinking when I was, in my mid to late 20s. But
Yeah.
it's interesting how people at particular points in their life feel like they can't say what their needs are. So it is nice, like, I guess, to have a friend like reach out and ask you that. Okay.
I
That's
would.
it. That's all I have. Those are my questions.
Those are great questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
What I love about our friendship, like you said, we're very similar in a lot of ways, but also we're very different. And like, you'll present a perspective, or I'll present the way that I do something. You're like, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you and I do that a lot. Or like, you'll say something, or how you do something. Like, huh,
I never would have did that.
huh.
I never would have thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, always. I'm like, I never would have did that. I never would have said that.
Me, and the same goes for me, right? Like, or the way that you say things. This is why I love my friends. My mom jokes that like, I need interpreters or translators, because it's not what I said, it's what I meant. But like, also I say
Yeah.
exactly what I fucking mean. So it's really confusing when you're my friend or working with me. Because I fucking said it, obviously.
Yeah.
Very clearly. Yeah,
but you know what? People are so, and I find this now, people are so like afraid to ask questions. Mm. Like to me, that was like super simple. You said, yeah. I asked my friends, what do you need from me? But I did not understand what that meant, because what do you need from me could mean so many different things. And for me to be able to answer your question, I need to make sure that I understand what you're looking for, like what types of responses you're looking for, because you could have said that and I could have been like, oh, well, if you're stopping by Safeway, can you grab me whatever, obviously. Oh. In the context of the conversation, that probably would not have been what my response was,
right.
But just to the point that people can misinterpret, and you know when you are not 100% clear on when somebody is like asking you something. And I notice this here in Austin a lot, when you ask, like if somebody says something to you and you don't really know, you're looking for clarity, so you like ask a clarifying question.
Yeah,
people feel like you're questioning them. Questioning their intent, questioning their ability, you know, who they are. And it's like going back to being self-centered, like I don't know what you are asking. Like, right. What are you talking about? I'm asking this for me.
Yes.
So I can give you what you are asking me to give you. Right. But I have to make sure I understand like, you know, what you even want. And in the way that you said that to me could mean 10 different things. So in order for me to give you the one answer that you're looking for, I need to be able to narrow it down so I can ask you what I need, you know.
I appreciate all the effort that you put into having the right conversation. I never, like, for me, I don't put that much thought into it, you know.
No thought into it. Mm-hmm. I just be like, what? That's what I thought, you know. What are you talking about?
Come again?
What do you want? You know, for me, I have just been thinking about that a lot lately, and I know we're not going to talk about this, but that's something that I have found in managing people. They do not, I am in a space where I feel like people are not, you know, respectful of their superior, aka me. You know, when you ask a question like, oh, well, how did you get here? I'm asking because how did you get, I don't know what you did. I'm trying to understand so I can help you better. And, you know, that can be met with a lot of pushback and defensiveness.
Yeah, defensive.
And people get super defensive when you ask them questions.
Yeah.
And that is a pet peeve of mine. What am I going to do? You know, and I'm not thinking, I am very relaxed. Yeah. I'm not really putting that much thought into much. I'm glad that you feel like I am, but I can assure you, I am not.
Good. Save your energy, be in the right spaces, communicate, be curious, be vulnerable, take your ego out of the equation, and set expectations. Yeah. Those are the keys to big and small friendships. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for enjoying and for joining. I hope you enjoyed, for joining us for this.
Enjoyed.
They better enjoy
me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.